the consequence of being misclassified as an independent contractor and not being treated as an employee has implications under both federal and state law, which is why the need for states, for federal agencies, and also for the federal government and states to cooperate and to collaborate on sharing of information and to and in their enforcement efforts. So basically, because there's when you don't treat a worker as an employee, there's potential overtime and minimum wage issues. There's frequently unemployment insurance issues. There's workers' compensation issues, and there's tax issues, particularly related to withholdings for things like Social Security. So consequently, in order for there to be to truly address this issue, all of those pieces have to be coordinated together. And so the primary purpose of these MOUs is to create that working relationship between the federal government and the states, and also between the Department of Labor and the IRS.
So then who would take point on something like a crackdown and then an enforcement? I mean, how do you decide who takes which chair?
Basically, the states and the Department of Labor and the IRS already have ongoing enforcement activities where we find that workers have been misclassified as independent contractors. So the primary purpose of this is for us to be able to share that information when we find it, and then allow the respective other parties to then take appropriate action related to their particular law enforcement responsibilities.
Is this problem getting worse, or is it, and if so, is it because of the economy?
I think that this has been there's been a gradual increase over the last couple decades in the use of use various mechanisms to avoid the employment relationship in order to reduce labor costs. I think that as the stresses have increased to reduce labor costs, then the incentive for employers to look for alternatives other than employing people has increased. Now, I think that I don't know that the problem itself has increased, but certainly employees are much more vulnerable to being put in a position where the job that they are being offered is a job that is not one of employment, but is something other than being employed.
We've been doing a lot of stories lately about information sharing between agencies within the federal government and how that relationship works. And I'm interested, it seems like labor and the IRS would probably have a pretty good working relationship anyway. Is that the case, and did that help you forge this recent memorandum of understanding?
Well, certainly the Department of Labor, since we've begun conversations about misclassification, certainly the Department of Labor and the IRS recognize that this is an issue in common for both agencies. And so consequently, the IRS is much more limited in, the information it can share with us. And so therefore, a lot of the work, in addition to us, the Department of Labor sharing information with them, a lot of the other collaboration that we'll have with the IRS is working on getting good information to employers, in particular about that this is a significant decision that they're making, that they need to be thorough and thoughtful about making the determination as to whether someone's an employee or not. And then obviously, each agency informing people of, potential consequences for not getting it right.
And what's your mechanism for sharing information? Do you have some kind of a computer tie-in? Is it all paper files? How are you actually carrying this out?
Well, it's the first step was to get the MOU. The next steps will be to identify how to most effectively share the information. And of course, who will be on point in each agency to do that. We do not have like a direct electronic line to the IRS and so consequently it will be primarily person-to-person communications discussing issues or that we have found where we believe that the other law enforcement entity would have an interest.
It seems like I'm getting the idea that there is a sense of urgency here. Are you feeling a sense of pressure to make sure that this is all put in place and you're able to get it done? Or do you have the luxury of time?
I think that, you know, this is a culmination of a lot of effort that particularly the Wage and Hour Division and other agencies within the Department of Labor have had regarding this issue of misclassification. So as we've looked at even just our own enforcement activity and how we are increasing our capacity and to tackle this issue just for purposes of, say, minimum wage and overtime, we then were looking at knowing that often it's not only an issue for us, and so therefore a need to bring in the states and a need to bring in the IRS. Do we have a sense of urgency? Yes, of course, because as this problem, we believe, has been growing, and we're finding it when we go into workplaces, we're finding it more often in workplaces and in industries where we didn't previously find this issue, then, of course, we have a sense of a growing urgency that we need to sort of set the record straight to level the playing field for employers who maybe their ability to be competitive is being undercut by this practice, and then as a consequence, they're left with the choice of either complying with the law and potentially going out of business or having to basically join in on the practice to stay competitive. And so consequently, we don't want employers to be confronted with that choice. And so consequently, we want to get the message out that there's going to be a joint effort amongst all of the governmental entities that have an interest in this to level that playing field.
And do you ever get whistleblower calls saying, hey, I think we are really employees, but we're being treated like contractors?
Yes. The Wage and Hour Division does get complaints from workers that they are being misclassified as independent contractors.
Okay.
And so do, as far as I know, based on the conversations that we've had with the states, particularly those that we entered into MOUs with, they receive similar. This basically formalizes sort of an understanding particularly amongst the states that we have entered into MOUs that we are going to work together and that therefore, and when, for example, the Wage and Hour Division refers a matter to Massachusetts, you know, Massachusetts, this is now a priority for Massachusetts to work with us to resolve that situation and vice versa. When Massachusetts comes to us and says, we believe that we have an employer who's misclassified their workers, there's a potential interest, should be an interest on the part of the Wage and Hour Division. You know, now my regional staff and my field staff understand that this is a priority for my agency.